It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Good morning to you, Martin.
Morning, Tim.
Pleasure to have you with us. In an hour's time, South Africa will be launching its first major onslaught against global warming with the opening of a new clean coal technology center. Tell me.
Yeah, at 9 o'clock today, the Minister of Minerals and Energy, Boyelwa Sonjika, will represent South Africa's first onslaught against global warming. She'll be opening this new clean coal technology center. It's called the Center for Carbon Capture and Storage. And this carbon capture and storage is something that was punted by the new US President Barack Obama during his campaign. We also see that the Prime Minister of the UK, George Brown, is saying it must happen. The International Energy Agency wants 200 of these before 2030. And at the G8 summit that is coming up soon, this is going to be an issue. So people are really backing coal. We are a coal-based economy here, and we can see the world not wanting to move away from coal, even though this carbon capture and storage technology is going to be expensive. They're still backing it ahead of going straight into nuclear. But of course, if it becomes too expensive, nuclear might very much come into its own beforehand. And what is envisaged is that the carbon capture and storage, you know, taking that carbon dioxide that is pumped into the air by these power stations, capturing it and then injecting it into the ground, is a way of giving a breathing space so all the renewable energy initiatives can come in that will not be carbon forming.
Now, the pouring of the first commercial gold from under the City of Gold is on track for the middle of this year. I thought mining had been taken to other parts of the country and was no longer taking place in the City of Gold.
Yeah, Johannesburg, you know, mining began 123 years ago. We've forgotten about those days, but they are returning. And we see Central Rand Gold, which is listed on the London Stock Exchange and the Johannesburg Stock Exchange, now coming forward with an announcement yesterday that the first commercial gold coming out of there will be mid-2009. And by the end of 2009, they'll be producing at a rate of about 100,000 ounces a year. And then they want to move in 2010 to 250,000 ounces, eventually a million ounces a year from 2012. So there's still a lot of gold under Joburg, and this has now been recognized by this company, Central Rand Gold. And they're using techniques that are new, of course. It'll be low noise blasting. There will be no mine dumps. They promise that they won't pollute any water, and they're using a mechanized mining techniques more common in coal mining. So we see a lot of differences there now coming through. And then these old names that we remembered, you know, Consolidated Main Reef, that's where they've started mining now. And Crown Mines and Village Deep, Robinson Deep, all these old names starting to come back onto the radar screen.
And the Finance Minister, Trevor Manuel, saying he's offering new small mining initiatives.
Yes, Trevor Manuel wanted to emulate Canada. They have the flow-through scheme, which has created a mining culture second to none. Big investment, a lot of investment in mining in Canada, Toronto and Vancouver. And we thought, well, we are a mining city. We need to, country, we need to emulate this. Trevor Manuel then got studying this with his treasury and then decided with the Minerals and Energy that they were going to reject this idea of just copying the Canadians with their flow-through scheme, and they would introduce a new scheme which is quite interesting, and it actually begins with the investor, and it looks like creating a new class of investor and also venture capital companies. So it's going to require people to come up to the plate to start making sure they benefit from this. But the people that will invest are the investors, which are either individuals or listed companies. They will have a generous 100% tax write-off, but they've got to invest through funds that have still got to be formed, venture capital funds and venture capital companies. And then it is these companies that invest in the junior minings. And there are a lot of conditions. If there's any criticism, it's perhaps because Trevor Manuel is now targeting the very low bottom end of the junior mining. And some people are a little bit disappointed with that. They wanted it more holistic. But it could be a good starting point, and it's a very interesting model. And it could create this culture that we've been looking for of investing in miners, particularly in the junior mining fraternity and exploration.
Thanks very much, Martin Creamer, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.